Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible. This is the second epistle from the Apostle Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, and I'm decided by the Holy Spirit, told me to read also from the Old Testament as well as the New every day, so that you can learn the meaning, or a deeper meaning, of the New and the Old Testament. So I've the Lord selected, told me to do Psalm 139, and that's what we'll do today. So let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless the reading of His Word and this service. Heavenly Father, our Lord and our God, we thank and praise Your holy name for Your Word, because Your Word tells us of what is good and what is evil, and tells us to love that which is good and hate that which is evil. Now, we know that there's the doctrines going on today in all the religious churches, cults, that say that we're supposed to not be angry at Satan or evil. But Your Word tells us that we are to hate evil and love good. And be angry commands us to be angry. But sin not. Don't be angry at God. Be angry at the old boy, the devil, the old man of sin. And to be angry at ourselves when we're not doing the things that the Lord says, because we're not walking in the Spirit. Be angry enough to discipline ourselves, to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. Lord, anoint Your words today, and let people receive Your word, every word that proceeds from Your mouth, for this is the way that we're saved, this is the way we're healed, this is the way we have victory. Lord God, over sin, Satan, death, hell, and the grave, over our flesh and the world. Lord, prepare our hearts this day to stand another day in hating Satan and loving You, in hating the devil. As You have commanded, we must hate Satan and love You, or we must hate You and love Satan. We can't love both masters. Father, we ask that You open every heart, soul, mind to receive, and I'm talking about the mind and the spirit, to receive the words that You prepared for us, this message that You prepared for us from before the foundation of the world. I ask it, Lord, in Jesus' name, and everybody says amen.
Amen.
All right, so let's start out with the King James Version, chapter 4, 2 Timothy.
I charge thee therefore before God and
this is the King James Version here.
I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom.
Okay, here.
I solemnly urge you before God and before Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when He appears to set up His kingdom.
Okay, so it says God and Christ Jesus?
Yes.
Right there shows us that God is God, in Christ Jesus is Christ Jesus. Amen. Christ Jesus was a man, amen?
Amen.
That had God in Him. So He was a God-man, the very first God-man. Amen?
Amen.
And so when people tell us that Jesus wasn't a man, that He had holy blood, that He had blood in Him that was not man's blood, but it was the blood of God, when the Bible plainly tells us that God doesn't have any blood in Him. Amen?
Amen.
God is a spirit, and spirit doesn't have blood and in flesh and bones. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said that. Amen?
Amen.
He said a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones and blood, does it?
No.
No. He said, so John Hagee says that He had God's blood in Him. This is totally anti-Christ. Okay? It's geared to send people souls to hell because it shows, it's showing people a lie. It's showing them that Jesus, as a human being, had a greater advantage than other human beings do. And they said that He was like us. Amen?
Amen.
In nature, He had human nature and human blood, and He had the nature of God in Him, though. Just like you're supposed to have in you if you're a born-again Christian. And the Bible says if we have the nature of God in our natural human body, that we're able to have, we do have the power over sin, Satan, death, hell, the grave, the world, and our flesh. Because of the power, the Spirit of God in us mortifies all the natural or the human faculties in our entire body. and so that there's no need to sin. And they say grace is, that's another whole story about grace. They tell us that this is undeserved favor and that God has given us the grace. Grace is the power of God, but they say, these false prophets say that grace gives us the ability to continue sinning and still get into the kingdom of heaven, when the Bible is totally against that. There is not one shred of evidence in the Bible that says that, but there is like the whole Bible, like a magnificent trumpet blows in our ears that this is false doctrine, and that there cannot be any sin that enters the kingdom of heaven. No sin, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish. Okay, now continue.
King James, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season.
Preach the word, because as the preachers say, the word, when we preach it, has the same power that when God speaks it. Because we're not speaking our own words. We're speaking the word of God, and that word has got power in it. So when we preach the word of the same word that God preached to us, that has the same impact as if God were doing it himself. That's what the Bible says, all right? And so let's continue on.
Reprove.
So that if we want the thing, miracles to happen, we preach the word. We speak the word. Amen?
Amen.
Because we, if we have the tongue has the power to preach life by preaching the word of God or speaking the word of God. And the tongue has the same power to speak your own words, foolishness, insanity, stupidity, and you bring forth death. So our tongues are supposed to be preaching the very same thing that God's word preaches to us, because then it has the power to bring forth life. So the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue, the human tongue. Amen?
Amen.
And so if we're vessels of the Lord, we're speaking the word of God for people to be healed. You see people getting healed every day in this office. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, because they call in from all over. And they get healed because I preach the word, and if you do the same thing, it'll work the same as you. There was a preacher that was talking about that women have the same power as men do so far as the spiritual realm is concerned, that there's no difference because that same power, the same Spirit of God in you, is the same Spirit of God that's in me. There's no difference in the Spirit of God in you than there is in me. Amen?
Amen.
So the Bible says it's all one spirit, and we all become one in Christ Jesus. So a woman has the very same power to preach the truth as a man does. So the Bible says that there's no male, no female, all right, in the spirit, in the spiritual realm, right?
Right.
Okay, if you, you know, I saw my late wife Susan lay hands on people, and they recovered. I've seen her lay hands on people and cast out devils. I've seen her lay hands on people and preach the word to them, the spoken word. Because if you're just thinking about the word, it isn't going to do any good. You have to speak it. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible, I always say, the Bible says so on and so forth, that on the throne of God, right from the throne of God, is the river of life that comes through all of his tabernacles here on earth. And we are the tabernacle of God. We are the temples of God, and so that river runs through us if we're really doing everything that the Lord says, all right?
Yes.
Now, a lot of these people that preach this don't preach if you're doing all the will of God. So that makes it to people to believe that they can just go and lay hands on people, and they can if they'll begin doing everything that the Bible says. And a woman can do the same thing. A child can do the same thing. If you've got a tongue and you're able to speak the word of God, you can do the same thing Jesus said that he did, because he used the word of God, and you're using the word of God too. Amen?
Amen.
Because you have faith in the word of God, and that's what does it. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's go on.
Be instant in season, out of season.
Yeah, with the word. When there's the trouble that hits immediately, come against it with the word. Pray to God. Or if there's somebody that's sick or really hurting bad, pray immediately. Say the word of God, you know, that you, by my stripes, Jesus said, you are healed. You were healed. You've already been healed. Amen?
Amen.
And then all the other things. This is a long message today, so I'm not going to, I could get caught up into this particular, these scriptures right here for a long time, you know, and we'd never get the rest of the message done. All right? Go ahead.
Reprove, rebuke.
With what? The Word of God. Not with your reproofs or with your arguments or your defending yourself. That brings forth death. Amen?
Amen.
To your own soul. You have to learn to speak the Word of God, because only the Word of God, only God who is the Word, can bring forth life. All right?
Amen.
Anything you're saying is going to bring forth death. That's true.
Amen.
Has your words ever brought anybody to life?
No.
No, and they never will. Okay, then what?
Exhort with all long-suffering.
Exhort the Word of God with all long-suffering. Amen?
Amen.
Women can do that just the same as men. The trouble with it is that men have been telling women to shut their mouths. And I've seen with my own eyes a woman that has cast out devils and raised people from the dead. She's won many souls. Amen?
Amen.
They were dead. Amen?
Amen.
This whole church was started by her. And myself tagging along until I got used to, the Spirit. Okay? I tagged along until the Lord gave me what she had. All right? Then what else?
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Okay, now go into here.
Preach the Word of God. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or not.
Yeah, in and out of season. It's not a favorable time if you're driving down the road and you see, and it's pouring down rain. That isn't a favorable time, and you see somebody dying out on the road, to get out and pray for them, is it?
No.
Okay, well, that's what it means, all right?
Yes.
Or there might be gunfire all over the place, and there's somebody dying in the streets, and you want to go out and pray for them. Amen?
Amen.
Or maybe somebody's telling you not to. You have to do what the Lord says. Then what?
Preach the Word of God. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching.
Patiently remain correct, according to the Word of God, okay? I left a word out, okay? Remain right, all right? The correct Word of God. Then what else?
In King James, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables.
Amen.
Commentary. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to right teaching. They will follow their own desires, and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever they want to hear.
Right, you can just see people, the Lord wants it, it's all right for you to go out and have fun, and He wants you to have all kinds of money, and He wants you to have a real, blessed life. He wants you to have new cars, new homes. They love that. You look at those kind of congregations, and man, they've got like maybe 10,000-20,000 people in those congregations, don't you?
Yes.
And that you don't have to carry any cross. God wants you to, relax. And that God's going to come down here and rapture you right out of the tribulations, even before the tribulations. So don't worry about anything. You're not going to be confronted with the mark of the beast. Right? Did you ever hear anybody say that? They're saying it on almost every program on television. And then what else? Do you know anything that they say?
They say that.
Come up over here and say it in the mic.
They're saying that God won't make us do things that we don't want to do.
Yeah, like, that's for sure. I didn't want to be a preacher or a pastor. And he told me that if I didn't tell people that Jesus was coming back to earth again, he was going to kill me. So I didn't have to do it, did I? I even knew a friend. I didn't realize how crazy he was until I told him this. And he said, why didn't you not do it to see if he'd do it? I said, why don't you go chase yourself? Right? Say, you're crazy. You know that man is in a mental institution right now? He is. Baron Height. Well, he wanted to call himself Baron. that he got put in an insane asylum because he was doing something incredibly wrong. Okay, go ahead.
They will reject the truth and follow strange fantasy, myths. In King James, but watch...
These are all myths, you know, that the blood of... that Jesus had special blood in him instead of... There's only one blood of all flesh. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus was either flesh or he wasn't. He was, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Then what?
In King James, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
Okay, now, the commentary.
But you must keep a clear mind in each and every truth and in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at bringing others to Christ. Complete the ministry God has given you.
King James.
For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Okay, now the commentary.
The final words of Paul. As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought a good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, that the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return.
Why is he saying the righteous judge? Because I gave my life for him, and he knows that I kept the faith. I didn't at all waver, and I made mistakes, but I kept tracing it. I didn't sin. I just kept going on. And the sin that Paul committed was to circumcise Timothy. It was the sin of that he wasn't conscious of. He didn't know about that. All right? So with zeal, he just said that you have to, and that was it. So, and he knew for sure, he had tremendous hope, faith, and hope that he was definitely going to have a crown of righteousness given to him on that final day when Jesus comes. All right, then what else?
And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his glorious return.
Now, there's a lot of people that don't want Jesus to come right away because some of them know the scriptures of what's going to happen to him when he comes because they haven't kept the faith. They haven't walked soberly, and they haven't kept the Lord's commandments. They've broken quite a few of them, and they've never had a change of mind. They've never repented, because that's what repent means, is to change your whole mind and just surrender your whole life unto the Lord. They haven't done that, and so they really don't want, they're not eagerly looking for the coming of the Lord. As a matter of fact, if they died today, they'd be in hell. All right, keep going.
King James. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me.
Yeah, because he knows he's going to die soon. He says, try to get here before winter. Okay, go ahead, keep going.
For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me.
Yeah, now see, in the book of Acts, Acts 13:13, Mark forsook Paul also. And so this was like an encouragement unto Mark to know that he had forgiven him for forsaking him in the book of Acts. And let's look up, I think it's Acts 13:13. I was able to remember that because it's 13:13. Mark did forsake him too, but he's saying, well, bring Mark with you. That would make Mark feel real good that Paul had forgiven him. Amen?
Amen.
Bring him along. Bring Jim Dupree along, even though he had that motor going outside the window here a few minutes ago. And Jim would feel better about it, the whole scene, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Because he saw me going like this and said,
13:13 says, now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem.
12:25, read it, where Mark departed or left, abandoned Paul. And he took Barnabas with him. Go ahead.
And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark.
Oh, so that is, yeah, John, whose surname is Mark. Okay, so I was right. All right. Okay, then what?
Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me.
No, you're not telling that you just went back in to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse what?
Verse 11. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry.
So, Mark now, John, whose surname is Mark, is profitable to him in the ministry. Okay, now read what I have.
Please come as soon as you can. Demas has departed from me because he loves the things of this life and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus has gone to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Bring Mark with you when you come, for he will be helpful to me.
I knew that it was Mark. I knew that before John, his surname was Mark, because I wouldn't have never known 13:13, see? That's what it was. Okay, then what?
In King James, Antichicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments.
Okay, now go ahead and read.
I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, be sure to bring the coat I left with Carpus at Troas. Also bring my books, and especially my papers. In King James, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words.
Okay, so read.
Alexander the coppersmith has done me much harm, but the Lord will judge him for what he has done. Be careful of him, for he greatly fought against everything we taught, everything we said. King James, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
Go ahead.
Commentary. The first time I was brought before the judge, no one was with me. Everyone had abandoned me.
The first time I went into court before the judge. Okay, read that in the King James.
At my first answer, no man stood with me.
When the first time I went into court in front of the judge, nobody was with me. Okay? I know you didn't get that. Okay? Did you?
No.
Okay, then what?
But all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge.
Now back into the commentary. Now read it again.
The first time I was brought before the judge, no one was with me. Everyone had abandoned me. I pray with hope to God that it not be laid to their charge. But the Lord stood with me and gave me strength that I might preach the good news in all its fullness for all the Gentiles to hear, and he saved me from certain death.
From a certain death at that time. So that was only the first time he was in court. Okay, then what?
In King James, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Commentary. Yes, the Lord will deliver me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To God be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. King James. Salute Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter.
Yeah, get here before winter because you never can tell. I know that I'm going to die soon. Okay, then what?
Eubulus greeteth thee, and Prudence, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.
Okay, now read. Finish up here.
Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, and those living at the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed at Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick at Miletus. Hurry so you can get here before winter. Eubulus sends you greetings, and so does Prudence, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers and sisters. May the Lord be with your spirit. Power be with you all.
Instead of grace be with you all, God's power, power of Jesus Christ be with you all. Because all power in heaven and earth belongs to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And whatever grace means, I'll take power. Give me power, okay? Not the grace to sin, okay, but the power to not sin, okay? Because if that's what they mean, is grace is the power to sin, that's a dirty lie. Power, God's power, let him be with me so that I don't sin. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now we're going to read the 139th Psalm. So you got that all set up here?
Yes.
Okay.
In King James, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off.
Okay, go ahead.
Commentary. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my every thought when far away.
Even though I believe you might be far away, but I know you're there every second. Okay, then what else? You know everything about me. Then what?
In King James, thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways.
Okay, read mine.
You chart the path ahead of me, and tell me where and when to stop and rest.
Yeah, isn't that the Sabbath is when the Holy Spirit tells you when to stop and rest?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
It might be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, you know, whatever. Right?
Right.
So certain days when the Holy Spirit tells you to rest. Okay? If he tells you it's all right to pick corn on the, what they say is the Sabbath day, no, it's time to pick corn. Amen?
Amen.
Or if he tells you to heal somebody, to pray for somebody, to lay hands on them, and to, or to cast out devils, that's work, the Lord's work, okay?
Yes.
Permissible to do the Lord's work every day. Unless he tells you to rest. Okay? So read that again. I like that verse, okay?
You chart the path ahead of
me. Yeah, you map out everything ahead of me. And I'm going to stay in the Spirit here so that I know what you've charted for me. Amen?
Amen.
Because you're going to teach me all things, says Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
When I send the Comforter, he'll teach you all things. When to stand up, when to sit down, and I plan a path for you, before you. And what?
And tell me where and when to stop and rest.
Yeah, and when to rest. That's good to know, because if you don't rest, you might have a heart attack if you didn't know, right?
Right.
Or your lungs might collapse. All right? Then what?
Every moment you know where I am.
Every moment he knows where everybody is. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Or is it chilling to you? Okay, then what?
In King James, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether.
Okay, read mine.
You know what I am going to say, even before I say it, Lord.
Amen.
In King James, thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Commentary. You both precede and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head.
You're before me and you're behind me. You're following me everywhere. Amen?
Amen.
If you know where I'm at all times, you got to be right on me. Just like white is on snow. Amen?
Amen.
Even more so, because he's inside too. Amen?
Amen.
And snow is not on me, or white like snow is not inside me, because it melts before it goes down, right? And so it's not white anymore. All right, then what?
In King James.
But the Lord's there. Go ahead.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Commentary. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me to know.
King James.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Okay.
In commentary, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me.
The Lord knows every second of where you're at, every fraction of a second. So that's why you have to be careful. Amen?
Amen.
Be careful. Then what else?
Then King James.
I knew that the first second, I mean, within the first couple of minutes that I met the Lord, where he introduced himself to me. I knew he knew everything. Okay? And I didn't even know the Bible. I wasn't even saved. I knew he knew everything. Okay, then what?
In King James, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day.
Okay, read the commentary here.
I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are both alike to you.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
That's beautiful. You can't shuck the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You can't shuck and mess with him. He cannot be jived. Okay? Right? Okay, then what?
In King James, the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
Okay.
Commentary. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. King James, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Commentary. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. In King James, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Commentary. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book.
Every moment of the first day also I put. Okay, go ahead.
Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed.
Yeah, every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. He knew every second of him in his mother's womb. And he knew everything, he charted everything that he was going to do throughout his life, with the exception of when he got away from the Spirit. Amen? And he knew that that would happen. God was ready for him. Amen?
Amen.
Read that again. I love that.
Commentary. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed.
Yeah. The first day that he was in his mother's womb, every moment was recorded. Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
Then King James, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee.
Okay.
Commentary, how precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They are without number. I cannot even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up in the morning, you are still with me. King James, surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men.
Okay, read mine.
O God, if only you would destroy the wicked, get out of my life, you murderers.
Okay, yes, I mean, that's he hates wickedness, amen?
Amen.
And those of you that are in the churches, or whatever church you go to there, you're listening to this, if you don't hate wickedness, then you're not of the Lord. All right? If you can let Satan be in your church, and if you can let false doctrine be in your church, and if you can see people doing evil in the church and not report it so that the pastor can do something about it, then you're just as wicked as they are. And the Lord knows it. Then what?
King James, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Commentary. They blaspheme you, your enemies take your name in vain.
Right, they're saying that they're Christians or they're of the Lord, and yet they do things that show people that they're not of the Lord and that they're just blasphemers. blasphemers. Okay, go ahead.
In King James, do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee?
Okay, go ahead. Read that.
O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who resist you?
I do. I hate those that hate the Lord, and I despise those that resist the Lord and his children. I hate them. I despise them, okay? I hate and despise them even more than the world government hates and despises God and us Christians. I despise them even more than they despise us. They say you shouldn't hate. They're the ones that just hate God and hate Christians and love Satan and his evil ways. Okay, go ahead.
King James, I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies.
Yeah, God, you know, your enemies are my enemies, God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
In commentary, yes, I hate them with complete hatred, for your enemies are my enemies.
Amen. Anybody that's the enemy of God, I'm your enemy too. All right?
Amen.
And I'll pray against you. Then we'll see what happens to you. All right, what else?
In King James, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
So right there it's saying that if there's any wicked, he says, I hate, and he says, search me to see if there's any wickedness in me. There's not. Because that's what Jesus said. He said, we must hate. There's only two masters. One is God, the other one is Satan. You got to hate one of them, okay? So if you say you love Jesus, if you love God, and you don't hate Satan, well, then you are of Satan, all right? Because those that are not with me are against me, the Lord said. Amen?
Amen.
So you either have to hate the devil like he did, and he still does, or you're going to love him. Now, he came into this world to save sinners and to destroy the works of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
So get thee hence, Satan. I hate you. Blood of Jesus against you. Get thee hence. Go. Right then what?
In commentary, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you.
That's what everybody's supposed to do, is ask God to point out anything in me that offends you. Forget about worrying about the other guy or the other gal, the other brother or the other sister. Put yourself under the magnifying glass. Point out anything, Father, that offends you in me, all right? Get yourself straight. Don't worry about the other person. When they see you straighten out, they probably will too, all right? Then what?
Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and we'll be right back at you tomorrow with Philemon and possibly maybe another chapter or psalm or possibly some proverbs or somewhere else, wherever the Lord leads me. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you till then. Bye.